Welcome to Clearing the Airways, where award-winning board-certified otolaryngologist Dr. Madan Kandula and his guests unpack the secrets of your airway and arm you with the tools to conquer breathing challenges. Each episode, we'll dive headfirst into enlightening discussions, explore the latest advancements in airway breathing solutions, and empower you with the knowledge to reclaim control over your breathing health. Say hello to a future filled with clearer, healthier airways.
Doc, it's been 12 years since I met you. Yeah. And when we first met was right before you performed a surgery on me that I can absolutely attest to that changed my life in terms of being able to breathe freely. It does have a profound effect. And so what we're telling people out there on the airway absolutely is 100% genuine. It did change my life. It's going to change a lot more people's lives as we go forward.
That's the goal. So you, how did you end up coming in to see me?
Well, I caught you on a television ad.
Yeah.
And I had said to Art, my partner Art, who you know pretty well as well, I said, this is going to be our next doctor.
Why did you, I guess, so you, I seem to recall a couple of things. One is you thought we could do better than what you saw
on
the TV.
Absolutely.
Right? There was something about it that got you to come in. Maybe it was just the issue that you
had
going on.
It was the issue that I had, but it was the word balloon. I said, because most people, I think, are afraid to have this procedure done. And so balloon said to me, okay, well, maybe this is the easy way out. You know, maybe this isn't so invasive. Uh-huh. My nose happened to be kind of much more messed up that a balloon wasn't able to fix. However, what you did, you personally did do to me was a really life-changing decision, and it was probably one of the best decisions I made for my quality of life.
Yeah, yeah, which is awesome. I mean, I guess that's where, so even our old crappy ads, in your opinion, still gained traction because basically you had an issue that without knowledge and education, you were just going to sit on. Why would you do something? I don't even know what was in your head prior to, you know, coming in. But I think for us, let me just go a different direction. When we are putting our messages out, we're doing that with an intention to educate people who have issues that they are sick and tired of dealing with. And the good news nowadays, you know, 12 years later, things have actually gotten, you know, easier and easier as far as us delivering solutions for folks. You don't have to sit, you don't have to suffer. And that's a great thing. But I think, you know, and I do think, let me just kind of go in a weird direction is, you know, you have been assisting me and us in our messaging and getting the word out. And, you know, a lot of what we do is radio messaging. And the reason that we do radio, number one, that's your forte. Number two, it allows us to have a minute to tell a story. And the patients that we take care of at Advent are individual stories. So individual people who have their own stories, their own sort of preconceived notions, their own, you know, physical issues and, you know, other issues. And, you know, for me, it's just taking those folks, making sure that they know, you know, how do you say it? There's a place you can go that might be able to help you, and then being able to kind of take those individuals through a process that works and deliver results. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, that's why we exist. And I guess where I'm going is that I believe our medical care starts at the very second that somebody hears or sees our messaging. There's a reason our brand is, in my opinion, best in class. When you see our visuals, when you hear anything coming from Advent, there should be a mark of quality around it, because that is the first. That's our first point of contact. First time I'm going to say, here we are. We can help you, because what we're trying to do is get the message out, make sure people understand there's things you can do, there's places you can go, and, you know, and actually deliver results.
I think it's sincerity and believability.
Mm-hmm.
Another big factor is convenience.
Sure.
I mean, that's something that we've been playing on a lot. Just talk about the convenience of it. Talk about the differences between what the conventional healthcare is talking about versus how Advent actually performs.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've got this visual in my head. I've been, you know, rummaging around in there over the last 48 hours, which is this concept that, and people don't, I don't think they understand this or think about this, is that in this day and age, in this country that we live in, most physicians are employed by big systems. And even if they're not employed by big systems, their goal is to serve the system. and when I say that, I mean, it could be hospital, it could be, you know, so forth and so on. But it's almost like if you think about a thousand people, a million people sitting there, the back of our providers is turned to those people. It's turned towards the system. So it's a system that we're really trying to serve, or they're trying to serve. And the problem is the system is broken. The system doesn't work. I mean, let me just kind of go in that very, I think, obvious direction. The healthcare system as we know it, conventional status quo, doesn't work. And I'm not here to fix the entirety of the system, but I'm here to fix the most important part of the system, which is the nose and the throat. You know, that's the most important area in the human body. And in that area, I found myself no longer willing to sit and stare at a system that was broken. And so all that we've really done is we've turned away from that system, turned towards people like you. I mean, that literally, it's taking our attention and focus and putting it on the place that it's supposed to be, which are who are the people we're serving. It's all of those people out there, the thousands, the millions of people out there who are suffering needlessly. And, you know, for me personally, I got tired standing behind a system that was no longer, I think it did work back in the day. My parents were docs. And, you know, when I was growing up, I feel like, and this is old now, 70s, 80s, I feel like the system kind of worked. I don't know if you remember back in those days, but I feel like things worked better. And then what happened between then and now is that the system, you know, started caring about itself more than it cared about the patients that it was trying to serve. And it shows. It shows in everything that you see about healthcare that exists in this country. It's fundamentally broken. And again, I'm not here to fix the whole system. I'm not even here to really, you know, shout at the wall anymore. I'm here to serve the patients that are out there. They're suffering from the conditions that we can treat. And in order to do that, it's simply, you know, doing things like this as a specific example, getting the word out, getting the message out that, you know, if you're suffering with conditions, and again, we at Advent focus on the nose and throat. That's our area of expertise. That's all that we do. And we're best in class at that. And so if you have a condition in those areas, there's a place that you can go where we can deliver results. And we can do that in a simple manner because I don't have an operating room. I don't have a hospital. I don't have an imaging center. I don't have any of those things. I have offices and I have the best in class clinicians. And, you know, for people who are suffering from conditions that we can deal with, if there's an option to deal with those things in a simple manner in an office setting, who wouldn't want to do that? Unfortunately, most people don't have access to that those simple solutions. So
that's why we're getting the word out. That's why we have to tell as many people as we possibly can, because making them aware that there is a difference and that there are solutions that are simpler, I think is a really, really paramount.
Well, it's and again, it seems odd. Let me go this way too, is I think some people might find it odd that there's a medical practice like Advent that they hear about so often. They're hearing our messaging, they're seeing our messaging. You know, why is that so? And nobody else, you don't see too many other folks doing it in the way that we do it. And the reason is because it is important that we get the word out, is if not us, then whom? Like, if we don't let people know that these solutions exist, who's going to do it? The answer is nobody. You know, so we have a system and a process that works, works consistently. It delivers outstanding results. It's user-friendly. We have to get the word out. If we don't get the word out, nobody knows we exist. And if nobody knows we exist, then we're just sort of sitting on these solutions that could have a more useful purpose.
Let's talk about user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really big key. In many of your testimonials, people, one of the guys I remember saying, the girl answered, the attendant answered the phone and said, "How can I change? Welcome to heaven. How can I change your life today?" And he said, "Well, that turned him on. He wanted to have his life changed, and that made him move in your direction." Let's just talk about the.
I think you personally have your own story about. And you probably forget. It's been 12 years. You probably don't remember what life was like 13 years ago.
I'll tell you what.
I mean?
I can tell you before bed, I can tell you exactly what life was like. A stuffed up nose and worried about being able to sleep well because of that nose started getting stuffed every night.
Right.
And I think people that kind of suffer in that same way, without them knowing that these solutions exist, they continue to suffer. It just makes life worse for them. And knowing that we have opportunities to change people's lives, telling more people about that helps.
Sure. So, I mean, it's stating the obvious, but you'd rather be on this side of the fence than that side of the fence. And I think The reality for the conditions that we treat, again, just to be clear, we treat nose and throat issues. And most people, I think, sort of when I say nose and throat, most people kind of think about it a little bit like a downbeat, like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like people think about noses as being kind of cute things. There's no more important area in the world than what we call the breathing triangle. So those two nostrils in the back of your throat, that is the most powerful area in the world. So your breathing triangle, if it is working properly, your potential is fully unlocked. If it is caged or diminished or blocked, your potential is caged and diminished. So you, prior to coming in and you know, really having those areas open properly, you were living a diminished life. You were
living my best life.
It's all you knew. I mean, I seem to remember, I think you had some trauma to your nose. And so, you know, there's a reason why things got shut down for you. But so from whenever that incident happened until we got those areas open, you were living, you know, basically in many ways, like you're breathing through a straw. And that's not a fun place to be. And it's not a, you know, good way to live, but you know, you got by, you know, you kind of do what you do.
Well, you're used to it. Yeah.
So I guess back to kind of where we're coming from before, the nose, my nose is certainly not diminutive, but the nose as a concept is not a diminutive subject, meaning that it's a powerful area. And I think, and maybe I'm a little, sort of odd this way, but I think the part of the reason for the drive and passion that I have and the drive and the passion that we have at Advent is that I saw very clearly the power of opening these areas up for people who are formerly caged. And then I connected that. You could think, like in your situation specifically, you could say, well, you know, it's been 12 years, but I seem to recall you had a deviated septum, your turbinates, which are the humidifiers, are big, and the sinus passage were shut down. So we straighten your septum, reduce the size of those humidifiers, and open the sinus passages. So we had anatomy issues kind of throughout the nose and the sinuses. We got those areas more open. And by doing that, we opened up that most important area, in the human body, and unlocked the potential you should have had before that stuff was happening. But I guess where I was going is that some people might say, well, it's, you know, it's, okay, septoplasty, that's a technical name for straightening the septum. Okay, septoplasty. So my ENT colleagues, let me go there. My colleagues, and I'm proud to be an otolaryngologist or otherwise known as an ENT. It's a very small medical specialty. It is a very, most people don't have the access that they deserve to my specialty, ENT. So I love being part of that specialty. I love, kind of everything that we do. I just feel like more people need to have access to that. But my colleagues haven't necessarily made that connection that I made. It wasn't just 12 years ago, but let's say somewhere in that ballpark, to say, geez, when I do these things that are relatively simple for me, it makes a profound difference on people like Jason. And then you take the next leap of logic. It's like, well, what's more important than breathing? And there isn't anything more important than breathing, other than, say, what's more important than breathing? Nothing. Well, there's one thing that's more important than breathing itself, which is your airway. And most people don't think about it in this way. So in order to breathe properly, you have to have an airway that is built properly. And if it's restricted like yours was, you can't breathe. And so there is something that's actually more important than breathing. It's actually the health of your airway. And there is just kind of coming back full circle. There's only one medical specialty that's able to open those areas up, and that's ENT. Otolaryngology is a fancy name for practices like mine. Now at Advent, we've taken the next sort of step up the ladder, which is I'd rather get you breathing well and get your airway corrected without having to take you to surgery. So, you know, what if we could do what we did for you, but we didn't have to go to surgery? And that's the move that we've been making, really over the last 12 years or so. For you, you had some additional issues that said, hey, surgery may be the best fit for you. But for most folks, we can do this in the office. And so then it's almost even, the bar becomes even lower to say, geez, why would we not want to get these areas open, help people?
I think that is the biggest, selling point. Okay. For people to make that step is to say, this can be actually easy for me. There's no downtime. It's not a surgery. Mm-hmm. It's a procedure. It's 20 minutes.
Sure. It's,
you know, I've watched you I've watched a physician perform balloon sinuplasty on you. I mean, it was a very simple process. And I think that the gain versus the loss in that situation is, I mean, should I take a chance and see if this actually works? It's let's just talk about, how about this? Many of these other treatments that are out there, one in particular talks about 80% effectiveness. I mean, I'm thinking we're close to 100 out of 100.
Nothing in life is 100. So other than, here's the only 100% guarantee is you're going to die someday. I'm going to die. That we know. But short of that,
we're close though, aren't we? Are we? We're
pretty, well, we're yeah, close yes, to yeah. I mean, here. So if the question is like, how successful are our treatments? They're extraordinarily successful. Is it close? Are we closer to 80% successful or pushing, you know, closer to 100? We're pushing closer to 100. Are we 100? We're not 100, just to be clear. But what I will say is, for us at Advent, and for how I like to think about things and how I like to put things together, is it's not about one procedure. So we talk a lot about balloon sinuplasty. We've talked about turbinate reduction. We talk about oral appliance therapy sometimes. We talk about allergy drops sometimes. There's a lot of things we'll talk about. And in isolation, each of those specific solutions has a likelihood for success. In combination, and I'll just speak humbly for Advent, in combination, we have a process that will give every individual who suffers from nose and throat issues their best chance for success. So that's all I can say. Is it 100%? No. But I will say, when we fail, we never fail for lack of trying. Meaning, like, literally, when I say that, I know it kind of, I don't know what that comes off to sound like, but I'll just say it's true. And what I mean by that, if you have a nose problem, very, very simply, you either have an anatomy problem, so the passageways are not open enough through your nose or through your sinuses. That's an anatomy problem. Or you have a lining problem. The lining is too irritated. Or sometimes some people have both of those issues. And so if you have anatomy issues in your nose, anatomy issues in your sinuses, and a lining issue, we have very specific treatment options to address anatomy issues in the nose, anatomy issues in the sinuses, and lining issues that you can't get at the pharmacy. And you're not actually going to find them in the kind of status quo healthcare system. They just don't exist. And so what that means is we can listen to you. Let's hear what's going on. We can look at you. Let's figure out, do you have that nasal anatomy problem? Do you have that sinus anatomy problem? Do you have the lining problem? And then we could set up, we can, and we will, and we do, set up a specific treatment plan that brings to you the best in class treatments that are available. And we do that in thinking, you know, when I think about best in class, to me is, what's the highest yield for what we're putting you through? So talking about like something like balloon sinuplasty, we can get I was trained to open sinuses up by taking you to the operating room and removing bone and soft tissue to open those sinus passages up. So that's the standard of care. You know, we've been doing that as a specialty for 50 years, you know, using little cameras in the nose. Now I could do that. I could take you to surgery and I can do that. But nowadays for the last 20 years almost, we've been able to do the exact same or get the same results, meaning get the passageways open without removing anything, by simply using a balloon in those passageways and dilating and opening those up. And so, you know, if you came in and we had a conversation and we saw that, hey, you got narrowing in those sinus passageways, you have really three choices. One, do you leave it alone? I'm not going to do anything with it. Two, we can open those up in the office using a balloon. Number three, we can take you to the operating room, open those passages up by removing tissue. And it depends on the situation. And sometimes it makes sense to go to the operating room. Sometimes it makes sense to just leave it alone. But that wide expanse of what would life be like if we had those areas open, those sinus airways open? So a lot of folks are candidates for these less invasive options. And that's a wonderful thing.
Would you say most folks are candidates for those less invasive?
Yeah. I mean, most folks who are dealing with nose and throat issues. So when I say that, I mean the anatomy issues in the nose or the sinuses or the lining issues or the throat shutting down when they're sleeping at night. Most of those individuals, really, I'd say almost all of those individuals could be benefited by one or more of our office-based treatments, whether it's the nose treatments, the sinus treatments, the allergy or the lining treatments, or the sleep treatments, which is the throat part of things. And it's just, and so I know I'm kind of throwing a lot at you. You don't have to figure this out. I mean, like I said, so like a lot of, most of our patients who come in, how do you say this? They'll come in with a specific issue. So you came in with snoring, we're going to evaluate. Your snoring is coming from your throat. I don't even need to look at you to know that that's the case, because that's the case. So we're going to look at your throat, but we're not going to not look at your nose, and we're not going to not think about the sinuses. So we're going to look at you holistically as it relates to the breathing triangle. And we will understand exactly what's going on. We'll make sure you understand exactly what's going on. We'll make sure we together are putting together a treatment plan that works for you, not for me, for you, not for the hospital, because I don't care about the hospital. It's you. Let's put that in play and then let's see where that takes us. And the other thing we'll always do is when we're putting that treatment plan together, there's sort of, contingency planning. If we do that, you had a deviated septum, your turbinates, which are the humidifiers, were too big. The sinus openings were tight, and you had inflammation up in the sinuses. So, to really straighten the septum out, that tends to be something we have to go to surgery to do. So, and I do recall in your case, that was the pivot thing to if we're going to straighten the septum out, we're going to go to surgery. But you, same nose, same situation. An alternative approach could have been, let's go down this in-office road. We're going to leave the septum alone, but we'll gain space around it by reducing the turbinates. That opens up room around the septum. We'll get the sinuses open using the balloon. Let's see where that lands you. If that gets you where you want to be, you're breathing like you want to be breathing during the day and during the night, cool. We'll keep an eye on it and go from there. If it doesn't get you where you need to be, we can always go up the ladder to surgery to take care of that septum. And that tends to be more of kind of our thought process.
That's more palatable to a potential patient as well, to know that they might not have to take that extra step. That's the step that scares people and keeps people away.
I get it. I mean, that's the step that, I mean, how do you say, so for me, because I'm a surgeon, it's a high yield, low key kind of a thing. But so as a surgeon, how it registers is that's a pretty straightforward surgery. I'm very confident in my skill set. We're going to be able to get you where you need to be. How it registers to you is that's surgery. I got to go to sleep.
I'm scared.
You're going to cut. Where are you? Are you cut? Just to be clear, for septums, we don't have to make any incisions outside of anybody's face. So it's all on the inside. But still, if I were you or I were anybody and I had a choice in the matter, I would say, I want to do something because this is pretty annoying. And generally speaking, most of our patients choose the office option. And not all patients have the deviated septum issue, but we always have more aggressive options if necessary. But the times we ever need to do that is almost never. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, for the patients who come in to see us, when we're doing procedures, what are the odds of us doing a surgical in the operating room procedure versus an office procedure? You know, roughly about 96% of our patients were doing office procedures. That other small handful of folks, we end up taking to surgery. Sometimes those folks are folks that we've tried office and then we move to surgery. Other times it's simply, you know, the septum is so bad, really kind of go there. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's probably the most important thing that people need to know is that there are options that don't include surgery. At conventional healthcare, they're not doing this in-office stuff. Why?
I'm not them. I'm me.
Why you
know,
do you
so,
think?
So I mean, I'll tell you why I think, you know, but I mean, because it's about the system, honestly. You know, it's about the system. The system is broken. And so everybody who's working for those, in my opinion, failed systems, it's not really about taking care of a patient. I mean, how do you say this? I don't know if that, maybe I'll get more to the point. Those big systems have operating rooms. Those operating rooms, they cost a lot of money. There's a lot of people who work in those operating rooms. It pays the bills, those operating rooms. So to take you who has a condition that I could either take you to the operating room or take care of you in the office, for a big system, it makes no sense at all for them to keep you in the office. Just, and I'm not, I don't even need to go there. You're a smart person. Figure out, you know, what that means. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, for me and for us, we're an independent medical practice. We always have been, we always will be. What does that mean? We're independent. So what's so good about that? We don't exist unless we deliver results for our patients. That's a beautiful world. If we aren't doing what we need to do, we shouldn't exist. That's not true.
We're for going the opposite direction. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, it's not true for the status quo, you know, sort of healthcare system. It's too big to fail. You know, it fails every day, but it's too big to fail. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to go anywhere. So, you know, and I try not to put my time, effort, energy, and attention on things from the past, like this sort of failed system. And I try to put them on, you know, sort of the present and the near future, which are the patients that we're serving. And so, yeah, I mean, what I've seen from, I mean, when you saw us, I mean, really, so when you saw us, we had one office in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and it was me. We had one doc and you're looking at him, and we probably had a staff of maybe 6 people. We delivered results. We wouldn't be sitting here talking if I didn't deliver a result for you, bottom line. And, you know, now, you know, not that it, I mean, I guess our growth, I think, is part and parcel with the fact that we deliver results. So, you know, I forget the numbers. I think we're in the 40,000 range of people like you whose stories that can now be told the way they ought to be told, which is I had this problem and now I don't because these guys helped me. You know, so we've grown. You know, we got 20 offices currently, I think 21 coming next week. But anyway, that, and the reason for the growth is that we serve our patients and we serve them well, and we deliver results and we get the word out so that other people who are suffering don't have to continue to do that. And it's a bit rinse and repeat. On the flip side, it never gets old, meaning that every single person in the world, like you and like me, I dealt with these issues myself. Prior to getting on the other side of the fence, was living a diminished life. And to me, that's what drives me, is thinking about all the people out there right now who are, in my opinion, needlessly suffering with conditions that can be easily treated in this year, you know what I'm saying? And the access to the services that are required for them to do so is really hard, and I'm doing something about it. That's why we're growing. That's why we're trying to get out into the communities where people live and exist, because if we get there, we can help. If we get the word out, we can help. If we're not there and we don't get the word out, people are just going to keep suffering.
Yeah, the needless suffering, I think, is what drives you, obviously. You can see that there's a passion behind it. It's producing results, and thus the growth that, you know, we continue to see. It's pretty amazing what you've done. I guess being that there's an independent practice out there, why aren't more people trying to like follow your lead?
It's really hard. it's not for the faint of heart. I always think about sort of the David and Goliath story, as it relates to the independent practice of medicine. You know, it's not easy to be David. When you are, yeah, it's, if you think about this, and I'm talking about physicians in particular, who are basically in an army with Goliath, and they're standing behind Goliath, and they see little David out there, you know, swinging his little rock around, my little rock around, and they say, I'm just going to stick by Goliath. That's the place to be. Yeah. You know, why would you ever want to leave the safety of Goliath to go out on your own? You'd have to almost be I wouldn't say crazy, but you got to be, you have to have something that's driving you.
Extremely confident with that passion and drive.
Confident, maybe foolish and confident, you know what I mean? Because I always think about that Dave and Goliath story, and I always think about the fact that David should not have won. You know what I mean? You know, you don't, normal, you know, sort of mere humans don't beat giants, you know what I'm saying? And so I guess back to independent medicine, I'd say, let me just say that same thing in this day and age is normal, mere mortals like me, we shouldn't be on the playing field with the Goliaths. Like, what are you doing out there? Who do you think you are?
You got a pretty good rock. How about that?
Well, I got a pretty good rock and I'm not afraid to use it. And I'm not afraid to use it on behalf of, you know, the people out there who are not being served by Goliath. And that's the thing. I mean, I honestly, I know in the story, David took down Goliath and you know, that's how that story ended. I don't need to take Goliath down. Hey, Goliath, you be Goliath, yeah. You do your thing. Like you sort of be big and stand up in the clouds and I'll be down here on earth with the people that we can serve and I'll be on their level and I'll serve them on their level. So I'm not swinging rocks around, at Goliath necessarily. I'm simply trying to serve the people out there
the service you provide, the people that need it, the conduit to a better quality of life. I think it's one of the most powerful things that we can provide people is that change.